All right, Gary, what are we talking about this week?
Well, Cole, we have recorded so many episodes of this show. I've taken them all as data files, put them on a CDR. And I'm going to hit shuffle and see which episode we should revisit.
Do like an abject suffering flashback. I like that.
Yeah, like what? Oh, shit.
It's on my abandonware.
Yep, and it's Captain Crunch's Crunchling Adventure.
Yes. In case you wanted some Rombi in your Crunchberry.
No, that, Gary, no, we just put that one out.
Just did it.
Has that in, like, the disturbing intro about the my skin coming off?
Yeah.
We're on the,
How's that going?
Not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you don't want to know where they're what they're grafting from and to is it's not.
We'll get into all of that and more in the second two-parter Abject Suffering in History.
Yep. Podcast about food now, I guess.
Yeah, we know that it's easy. It's just fun. People don't like it, but like, man, is there anything closer to like a universal experience for kids of a certain age and in some regions as breakfast cereal?
Right. Did somebody complain about? Did somebody complain about the McDonald's stuff?
Oh no.
Okay.
No, I just feel a little hacky about it because I know it's so easy for us.
Yes.
You know? It's just, but I don't care.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. I don't mind doing something that's easy.
Yeah.
I have enough misery in my life without, you know, without turning down easy things.
Yeah.
This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, Everything to Guppy 2, to Everything to Guppy. Little thing from Jan Champion. 3000. Anything, Everything to Guppy is Abject Suffering too. They came first.
It's fine. And I understand. Yeah,
don't be sad.
No, I'm not. No, don't, it's fine. Sad. No, you just have
don't be crying.
You just have a new dad.
Don't cry.
It's weird because I forget that Chex Quest is also an advert game based on cereal.
Yeah.
Because I never think of Chex as a breakfast cereal.
No, it's a thing that you add to party mixes.
Yes.
To make them more party.
Yeah. No, you know? it is a thing to which powders are applied to make it savory.
Yeah, it's delicious. I love Chex Mix. It's also something in which powdered sugar and peanut butter is applied to make puppy chow,
yeah.
One of the world's greatest snacks.
There's a chocolate version of that I really like.
It's so good, dude.
Yeah, puppy chow. It's the densest possible substance.
Yeah, throwing in some like Nutella. You're basically crafting a home out of it. You know,
this will hold me through winter.
Yeah. So we did a two-parter on this because Cole stumbled upon lavasurfer.com cereal-quaker-oats Topher's Castle. We have Storm Topher's Castle.
Yep, and we are harvesting the plenty inside.
There is a lot of plenty. I was just randomly scrolled down. There's a subsection here called Captain Crunch's Fish Tales. can Cole, will you read out loud point three from Captain Crunch's Fish Tales? Don't pre-read it. Just let it go.
Okay. All right. You're going to hear me laugh in the middle of it as you can triangulate exactly how fast I read ahead. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Fish Tales number 3. There is a story that an early box of Cap'n Crunch featured images of images of a snake and a shark hanging by a noose with the spider in the shark's mouth.
Excuse me. I love that so much. And what kind of fucking dream shit is this? What tarot card did you pull?
And he comes into the TV room and sprays his steak. Okay, so
the message was that Captain Crunch could rid kids of these fears.
Has anyone actually seen this box?
Excuse me?
Can anyone verify this information?
Yeah. The message was that Captain Crunch could rid kids of these fears.
Captain Crunch will protect you.
Dad, I can't go to sleep because I'm scared a shark might kill itself while eating a spider.
and a snake will be there.
And also a snake.
And a shark hanging by a noose.
Yeah. You know, a sad shark.
Like they are. You know, an animal famous for its neck, a shark. Cold. Yeah,
death of a scalesman.
Gary,
Willie Lowtide, death of a scalesman.
I laughed. My vision went black.
You need Captain Crunch to come, like, take that fear from you.
Well, no, see, I've never thought to fear that because Captain Crunch got to me so early. That's why this sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. I was basically born in the crunch. You know?
Point five. Captain Crunch's father's name is Admiral Horatio Crunch Sr. The captain followed in his father's footsteps and became a great navigator of the seas. Along the way, he discovered Crunch Island and began harvesting the ingredients for his cereal.
Yeah, just along the way. Well, the other website, Crunch Facts, has a whole section about the captain. Jesus. And I can't tell how much of this is a joke or whatever, but it also says his name is Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Huh.
And his birthday, March 11th. That's coming up, man.
Man, okay. Well, no, I'll remember to get a card.
Yeah, I gotta give him just sending it to Quaker Oats. Can you give this to Captain Crunch?
Just a shadowy figure leaving a lone flower on the grave.
Like Jim Morrison's grave.
Yep. Let's go there and fuck on it.
Yeah. I can't wait to go fuck on Captain Crunch's grave. I want my dick to stay crunchy even in pussy.
God. Oh fuck.
The reason why I don't know if this biography on Crunch Facts is true, because it says the young orphan was then adopted by a passing sailor from the U.S. Navy who was scouting the damage on Crunch Island. This sailor's likeness would later be sculpted into Mount Crunchmore. That sailor was none other than John F. Kennedy. So I don't know if that's true.
No, I don't think that it is. It's remarkable how Captain Crunch's design has stayed pretty consistent.
Oh, yeah. He gets sleepier in the past.
Yeah. And also he gets so if you go to the Wikipedia page, you can read about him. His different design iterations, what they do is they give him different regalia. So like in one, he's a captain. I think like nowadays he's a commander or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He has the rank of commander.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he actually lost a star. Because you had three stripes that went down to commander. Used to be a captain.
Did you think he was caught, like, I don't know, smuggling commissary supplies?
Oh yeah, like that's the best possible thing. I'm pretty sure that he like took a bunch of bars of soap, put them in a pillowcase, and beat a crunchling half to death.
Jesus, just you know? Just for disobeying him. Yeah. Today.com. This is from 2013. Captain Crunch's real name revealed, but is he really a cap'n? By Tracy Salinger. Until recently, the only crime that Captain Crunch could be accused of was cutting up the roots of our mouths, despite his cereal's delicious sweet corn taste. Cool. Also, you know sweet corn is a thing, right?
Yeah. Corn is already pretty sweet.
Yeah. Now an eagle-eyed cereal lover has found that Captain Crunch is not a captain at all, but a commander, according to the stripes on his uniform.
Maybe it's his first name.
Oh.
Maybe Captain is like a, or just like a sign of respect. Homer, in Poet Society.
Homer J. Simpson. Yeah. No, he does a major from Catch 22.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So the other Captain Crunch urban legends.
Okay.
We got going on here. The captain is gone. In 1985 and 1999, the captain disappeared. In 1985, kids collected clues from three different cereal back panels to solve where the captain had gone. The answer was released December 14th, 1985. He was in the Milky Way. In winter 1999, the captain disappeared again. This time, kids could log on to the internet to help solve clues. In spring 2000, the captain was back. Seems he was in Volcania, at the center of the Earth, saving the Earth's supply of crunchium.
Oh, so
consistent lore.
Yeah, no. So like, there's definitely like a board at the cereal company headquarters.
There's some guy who's like does their lore like at Riot Games. You know, it's like, yes, it doesn't matter to most people. There's like in Riot Games, but somebody sits down and actually has to write all that bullshit.
Yeah, you know? I would be real concerned that Captain Crunch goes missing. I think that he might have a touch of dementia.
Oh yeah, like this, he's a grandpa at this point.
Yeah,
he's born in the 40s. You know,
right? No, just
like, he's about to celebrate his like what? He's born in 43, March like 11th, 43.
Yeah. No, he's about to celebrate his like 77th birthday or something like that.
Let's get up there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But just the Captain Crunch image has been updated several times, and yes, an updated Captain did appear on the package following the 1985 Where's the Captain campaign.
Where's the Captain?
God, just the like when somebody was walking through a store and looked at cereal boxes and thought, yes, this is the canvas on which I will tell the great stories of humanity.
Yep. You know, and I get it, you know, Milk Sea, who's born on Crunch Island, located in the Milk Sea, you know, ship is the SS Guppy. He's got a first mate named Sea Dog and his crew of four kids. That's weird.
Yep. You know? Alfie, Carlisle, Dave, and Brunhilde.
Yeah. Brunhilde. So let's go through this, this rogues gallery here.
Yeah.
So we got four kids, Alfie, the tall.
Uh-huh.
Carlisle, who is small and silent, missing tongue.
Supposed.
Dave, who is untidy, and Brunhilde, the girl. and they helped the captain and Sea Dog, who we'll learn about soon,
right?
Protect the cargo hold of cereal that stays crunchy even in milk. And in Canada, in 1998, they added three new characters, Billy, Betty, and Bang. Who's Bang?
I bet Bang is either really cool or really lame.
Yeah, it depends on whether other people started calling him that or he started calling himself that.
Right,
you know, that determines it.
But then also they have, you've got Woody, who was around for 2 years.
Yep, Woody had a short lifespan.
Yeah. Never appeared on the cereal box, but he did appear in series of commercials created. Yeah, no, he signals for Semaphore, which every kid knows Semaphore.
Yeah, basically, kids love Semaphore. In the image, promotional image, he's sending the signal for Man Overboard with a absolutely like hysterical grin on his face.
Just the macabre fascinations of this ship of the damned.
They say it's like going to sleep.
We all came from the sea. We will all return to the sea.
There's not been air die. So then we got Sea Dog.
Yep.
Sea Dog is the first mate. He's also a dog.
Yeah, it looks like a Snoopy meets Hanna-Barbera kind of creature.
Yes.
Yeah, real droopy eyes. And he represented Vanilla Crunch.
Yeah, which I'm real curious about Vanilla Crunch. I've never had Vanilla Crunch.
No. It also sounds vile.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, just call it vanilla.
Yeah.
You know, and even then that's probably pretty gross.
Yeah. Then you have Jean Lafitte.
Yes. He is the villain.
He's a barefoot pirate walking around trying to stomp all the cereal.
Yeah. You know, and he tries to stomp on it and he tries to get away with it, but the crunch gives him away. So people hear him.
Right.
He's trying to get away. This was the villain before Captain Crunch started concerning himself with cosmic threats.
Yes.
You know, before he became a robot and a space magician.
Yeah. But before he went Captain Marvel, Captain Crunch Marvel.
Yes, he just fought this guy. And Jean Lafitte's okay. I'm okay with this, you know. I think that he looks like he could use some crunch.
A little bit. No, there's some real strong, like, I did this school project on the bus on the way there kind of thing. Like, what is his thing? Like, well, what's this about him? He doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, and he doesn't, so you can hear him stepping on the crunch berries as he escapes or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess is the idea.
He might also be a masochist. He also like might really just relish the corners pressing into the supple flesh of his pink souled.
Stepping on a Captain Crunch would hurt.
Oh yeah. No, it'd be the worst. You would immediately have to like walk to the cemetery and bury yourself.
Yeah. Well, dear burial at sea, please. No. you just look at the semaphore.
The cemetery is what I call the sea.
It's, oh, okay. Like,
yeah. Everything that dies eventually sloughs into it. So.
Yeah. Then we got Magnolia Bulkhead.
Right.
Who was the evil. So this is a lady.
Uh-huh.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
She was a real battle axe of a wife.
Well, her evil intentions were to marry the captain. Of course, the captain wanted nothing to do with this. Because his wife is the sea and also these four children.
My four children are my wife. Wait, why are you taking my kids away from me? They're my wife.
My children wives are leaving.
One of them's the girl.
It's international waters. There's no rules.
Oh, Jesus.
So this is milk. So we don't really know very much about what Magnolia Bulkhead would do.
No. She is depicted in mid-dive.
Yeah. Presumably diving like directly into Captain Crunch's waiting asshole to toss his salad real good, you know.
Yeah, it's an act of pure selflessness,
pure hedonism. we didn't mention this too. Jean Lafitte is based on Cinnamon Crunch, Captain Crunch's Cinnamon Crunch cereal, which I've never seen before, but I'd be curious as to how that works out.
That might actually be good.
Yeah, I would give that a shot for sure.
Yeah, I would eat cinnamon anything.
Cinnamon is great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, cinnamon's super good.
You got Smedley the elephant associated with the peanut butter crunch cereal.
I really dislike Smedley, but one of the things that I look at his face. Can you puzzle out this expression that Smedley has right here? He's having a hard time.
He's real serious. Yeah. He's having a
hard time. Like, he just got back from work and his kids are yelling about that fucking Nintendo. But he got into a fight with his boss.
The way that his brows are knitting together. And note the position of the trunk. It demonstrates some severe agitation. I think he might be sad that his hat is so small and his tusks are so short.
Yeah. Well, because the captain trims them for their ivory.
Oh, of course.
You know, like you don't feed four kids on a budget of cereal.
No, that's the thing. You need to trust the captain. You would trust him more than somebody whose ivory supplies are low.
Exactly. He doesn't need it. He can kill. So Smedley is
Mr.
Curious.
Blackheart. Sorry.
Oh, Mr. Blackheart. Yeah. Kid Kill is later. Larry Kid Kill. That's the twins, the Nahasa Pima Petalon.
Yep.
Kids, Larry Kid Kill.
Yeah.
I'm also a notary. Got that going for me. Smedley's thing is he will do anything. Yeah, he can do anything. And then there's a parenthetical that feels very important.
Yes.
Like anything is doing a lot of work here, but then the parenthetical really reins it back in.
Yeah, it's like when a little kid like shouts to his mom from across the swimming pool and says, I can do any kind of trick off the diving board, but all of them are jumping off the diving board and splashing into the water right away.
Yeah, exactly. Like not doing a thing, just like feeling like you're doing something cool. Yeah. This is like telling your kid that they can grow up to be anything, including a clerk. You know, like, because he can do anything like roller skate or ride a bicycle to get his cereal.
Yeah.
But he ends up squashing those things. Hey, Gary, elephant.
Hey, Gary, what does any of that have to do with peanut butter?
Well, elephants like peanuts.
Okay.
You know, that's a famous thing.
Yeah.
From cartoons. That's it, though.
Okay.
So that's Smedley's whole thing. Huh. We got another guy here, another crew member.
Uh-huh.
Harry S. Hippo. Who is a seagoing hippo in a mate's uniform. He's one of the serial characters. He's advertised he advertises Punch Crunch. Little pink rings with big pink flavor, just like fruit punch.
I don't like any of that at all.
Yeah, I don't know. And look at on the box cover. Look at how Harry the Hippo is like encroaching on Captain Crunch's face.
He's really looming.
Yeah, he's really giving him a creeper. He's
like getting right up in that face. Like that one Garfield cartoon where his eyes are crossed.
And the fact that we don't learn anything else, like presumably he's on the crew because he's dressed up as like a sailor.
Yeah, no, this seems like, I think Harry S. Hippo, like he would be dressed more like everybody else. I think that he went to some kind of like just like costume shop. I think.
Oh sure.
Yeah. He's doing
a shadow run. He did the legwork and got the outfit. So.
But Punch Crunch, dear God.
I would try a Punch Crunch, but yeah. I don't have high hopes.
I just like the idea of little pink rings with big pink flavor. See also diving head first into Captain Crunch's asshole.
Reading asshole.
Yeah.
like Scrooge McFuck. Big pink flavor is an unnerving sentence.
Yes.
To me.
Also, pink is not a flavor.
No. And fruit punch often isn't pink. Right. There's a lot of things wrong with Harry S. Hippo.
Yeah. Harry S. Hippo, I think you might be an alien in disguise. There are too many details wrong.
Now, we're going to get wild here because Sea Dog was fired from the Vanilla Crunch mascot. And they thought, who could we have be the mascot for Vanilla Crunch now? And that's when they came up with Wilma the Winsome Whale. Winsome White Whale.
So, all right, the fact that it's a white whale means that Wilma's going to kill Captain Crunch. Wilma's part of the Ragnarok myth about Captain Crunch.
And also the fact that somebody went and painstakingly applied, like, prostitute makeup to Wilma the Winsome Whale.
So Wilma went through a redesign is the thing. Yeah.
She started extremely fuck me.
She was real tarted up, and that's cool. Like, whatever you need to do.
But I mean, it's cool. It's cool and cool. Like, you don't have to like woke battle backpedal this for serial mascots. There's a context here. Like, yes, it's cool for real life.
Yeah.
To wear makeup and stuff. This is a corporate created whale to promote Vanilla Captain Crunch.
Yeah,
there's
no
to be sexual.
So somebody made a decision to give her yes, yeah, so some dick sucking Baleens. Yeah, just run that car wash, over my dog.
Dick sucking Baleens is fucking disgusting. That is way grosser than the head first the Captain Crunch's waiting asshole comment I made earlier. We're even now, Ross. Yeah.
What's his name? Got kicked off of the Vanilla Crunch account.
Yeah, the Sea Dog.
Crispy, creamy, colored globes of goodness. They want me to stick my dick in this cereal.
Well, and because also that version, the sexy version, Wilma was named Hello Sailor Wilma.
Oh, no!
Yeah, the two different images. Hello Sailor Wilma, replaced by the more kid-friendly Wilma. Like, the people who made this, do they think that sailors want to fuck whales?
I mean, they got the blowhole right there. It's called a blowhole, Gary.
Yeah, it is called a blowhole. Job hole. So pretty disgusting. And also, like, if you fucked a blowhole, it probably wouldn't be great for the whale.
No, it probably would. That's how they breathe. So unless the whale was into breath play.
Yeah, you're choking it out. Well, if you fucked a dolphin in the blowhole, like, that would probably kill the dolphin. But
probably.
A whale probably, like, has like a really big blowhole. Like, I don't think it would notice that you were fucking it.
Oh yeah.
I'm still not suggesting that you do it, because what's even in there? You know, it's like a Silent Hill puzzle. Like,
it's probably a lot of mucus. That's the answer to it. Like, well, if you're ever asking what's in there, it's probably a lot of mucus.
Yeah. Yeah. Some kind of like bio lubricant. Definitely in there. So pretty disgusting.
Jesus.
Then we got Chockle.
We gave Chockle a pretty good roasting earlier.
I think learning about Chockle, though, the weirdest thing is I don't understand how he fits into the ecosystem.
No.
Like, everyone else either is like a wild creature in the Milk Seas or a member of the captain's crew or antagonist. I don't know what Chockle does to Captain Crunch. Like, the image on the box is just them meeting, I guess.
it's them shaking hands across the DMZ.
It's pictured Captain Crunch networking.
So something that we didn't really latch into there is that Chockle the Blob is a shapeshifter.
Yes. He is a shapeshifting blob of chocolate cookie dough. Jeez. The same way that blobs of cookie dough are all kind of shapeshifting.
Yeah. They're malleable.
Yeah. Yeah. But we don't really know what he does. And he was for Choco Crunch cereal.
Yeah.
Which looks kind of gross to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Next up, we got the Crunchberry Beast.
So we have fully extended beyond anything that could have anything to do with the sea.
Yeah, somewhere between 1982, actually these aren't in chronological order.
No. The Crunchberry Beast came in 1967, yeah. Or CB for short.
What's that stand for? And he was found on Crunchberry Island, which has an abundance of crunchy berries that taste like strawberries.
No, they don't.
So this is the origin of crunchberries.
Liar. No, they don't.
Yeah.
they taste like sugar. Everything tastes like sugar.
Like a weird berry hybrid. Now, the lore that we learned from the game last time.
Yes.
So apparently the crunchberries, they grow.
Uh-huh.
But then they inject the ore to make them crunchier than they would be naturally.
Maybe. Or
like
they
artificial crunching.
Or they turn the berries into a slurry that is applied to the ore as it is shaped.
That could be the case.
Right.
Yeah. It is hard to tell. But they do something to this island.
Subjugate it.
Yeah, I mean basically. This is not where the crunchlings appear from. We're gonna learn about that soon.
Yes. No, the crunchlings come when they go full on journey to the center of the earth.
Yes. The crunchlings don't live like they're Morlocks. Yeah. They don't live on the surface.
Well, so after they clear cut the crunchberry island and forest, then they started mechanizing it to make artificial crunchberries. And that's where Captain Scrunch and Captain Munch come in.
Because this is the origin of Oops All Berries.
Yes.
You know, it was an incident. It did not come from an incident at Crunch headquarters with some mischievous kids,
which is what the ad says. Dramatized. So we were lied to.
We're totally lied to. Everybody, like, Oops All Berries are a big deal, but we're here to uncover the truth.
Right.
The flavor actually stemmed out of the captain's promotion to admiral. When the captain was promoted, the Quaker Oats Company had to find a new captain to fill the positions vacated by the newly promoted Captain Crunch. So, like, the fact that Captain Crunch has the story, but he still works for Quaker Oats, I find really weird. During the training at Crunch headquarters, two new captains, Captain Scrunch and Captain Munch, were trying to learn how to man the Crunch Berry and Crunch Biscuit. They're called Crunch Biscuits. Fucking excuse me?
Yeah.
The non-Crunch Berry Captain Crunches are called Crunch Biscuits?
Yeah, and also they're apparently supposed to look like treasure chests.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, but they were trying to mix them together. They fucked up, trying to impress the Admiral. You know, which could happen.
Okay, so it wasn't necessarily an accident; it was just a miscalculation.
It was an accident. They were both wrestling over the same lever.
Gotcha.
You know, trying to impress Captain Crunch, like, "Hey, I can pull the lever for Daddy." No, you can pull the lever for Daddy. And then ultimately ended up,
Daddy loves both of us.
Yeah, Dad. Like, please, please don't fight, kids. You know, I'm trying to find an image of Captain Crunch and Captain – or Captain Scrunch and Captain Munch.
No. All that we have is like a Windows 95 icon of – yeah. Okay, so we've got a box of cereal. We've got a carton of milk and what appears to be a hamburger. Oh, no. It's a bowl of cereal. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would really like to see what Captain Scrunch and Captain Munch look like.
Yeah.
Well, you would know, because are they a different species? Like – Are they human?
I have no idea.
Yeah. So this is disappointing to me. I think I prefer the lie.
Me too. Yeah. There's so much inherent. I don't know. There's something in the story of the industrial accident that is rebranded.
Yes.
That is that is so at the heart of a lot of my comedic sensibilities at this point.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Industrial accidents are one of the best things that happened to this network. Okay, now we get on to the lore that we learned about in the video game.
Yes, we have caught up to the year 1999.
Yes, crunchium isotope is found in the crunchium, the 13th element of the periodic breakfast table of elements, discovered in the late 1930s by Professor Duham Leuwenthal. I don't know who Dewey Leuwenthal is. Love it and how? Yeah. Okay. And the crunchium, not only do they put it into the berries, but it also keeps crunchlings cheerful and energetic. So I imagine it has this kind of narcotic effect.
Yes.
On the crunchlings,
it's like coca leaves. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. This was apparently Captain Crunch's most dangerous mission.
Okay. Well, because he had to rescue his non-paid subjugants from what appears to be a rough and tumble pirate gang of drug cartel drug lords.
The Crunchium thieves are coded in a real weird way.
Yes.
I feel like they might be villains on Sewer Sharks or something.
Yeah.
You know, they're extremely buff. They're real evil. They like the main one looks like a gremlin.
The main one is borrowing some like real Wario face proportions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wario face proportions with like Warcraft goblin or gremlin
ears face specifically. Ears. Yeah.
And then there's two crocodile friends in the background who are just they're happy to be there.
They're just happy to be included.
Now, crunch berries are the things that give the crunchlings their thick, luxurious, and colorful fur.
Okay, well. That tracks.
Well, does it? Because we eat crunch berries.
No, it doesn't. I don't know about you. I've got thick, luxurious, and lustrous fur.
I do have luxurious, thick fur.
Yeah.
And that's because of all the crunch berries I ate as a kid.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, presumably. And it's also why I'm so cheerful and energetic.
Yep.
So
those are the words I'd use for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So they live in Volcania, as we mentioned.
Of course. Yeah, at the center of the Earth. Yeah.
Yep. And we trained them in the last game.
Right.
Yeah. Now here's where things get wild.
So just again, we are following the H.G. Wells or whatever author that was, Journey to the Center of the Earth. Now we're going to space.
Yep. We're in space with this sentence here. A green one-eyed Captain Crunch alien adds orange space dust to this fruit-flavored corn and oat cereal, which turns the milk green. What a sentence. I thought this was Captain Crunch, but Captain Crunch is meeting him on the cover.
Right.
So there are infinite Crunches. Like, he has met, like, an alternate universe version of himself.
Right. No, this is going, like, full-on, like, Rick and Morty at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, this is, a shapeshifter. You know, this is a body snatcher who is getting ready, who's just studying Captain Crunch in order to assume his role back on Earth.
Cassandra Nova-ing on, like, copying his DNA.
Yeah.
Now, here's a good sentence about this that in a vacuum is very funny. A successful foreign launch led to a U.S. invasion.
French box show.
And they're talking about the launch of the cereal, but just in the fiction of this about space and stuff, a successful foreign launch led to a U.S. invasion. Uh-oh.
Lieutenant Crunch.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yep.
I think the God, what a fucking lazy name, Captain Crunch Alien.
Captain Crunch.
They're alien. Really running out of steam by this point.
Yeah, yeah. And it's in alphabetical order, so it's real weird that they're running out of steam, but they 1000% are.
Yep. And evidence that they're running out of steam. So for Deep Sea Crunch, we have Shark and Turtle.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got two animals. We forgot that our cereal was about the ocean.
Yep. And this doesn't have a year. I don't know when Deep Sea Crunch showed up, but that sounds disgusting to me anyway.
Yeah, it sounds very like briny. I think that's like a miscalculation.
It's full of like seaweed.
Deep Sea Crunch, a version of the cereal introduced in 1993, which featured crunch berries shaped like sea creatures. The version was discontinued, but returned in 2009.
Okay.
Throwback crunch. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Next up, we got some people who, if you'd asked me what I thought were the villains of Captain Crunch, yes, I would not have said Gene LaFoot. I would have said the Soggies.
So the Soggies, it's apt that at some point in the past hour long fever dream, I mentioned the cavity creeps. Here, yes, we've got the cavity creeps of Captain Crunch.
Yes. There's two of them. I did not realize they were named.
Uh-huh.
It's Snyder and Sylvester.
Tracks. That tracks.
A couple of gooey looking guys led by Squish the Sogmaster, a robot pictured at the bottom instructing his minions how to attack Captain Crunch cereal.
Okay, guys, I know that we all want to go to happy hour, but we can't leave this marketing meeting until we get a new character. What do we think of when we think of things that are like soggy, amorphous, like not metal? A robot. Okay, cool.
Who do we think should be the boss of the Soggies?
A robot.
Yeah. Oh, a robot, Squish the Sog Master, who teaches people how to attack cereal?
I had an uncle who was committed after he attacked cereal.
Their soggy brains couldn't stand to see Captain's crunchy sweet cereal adored by millions, so they tried to destroy it forever. According to Quaker Oats, after many years, they finally got bored of losing to Captain Crunch and have now found honest jobs for themselves as quality control testers at the AFCO Sponge Company.
Gary, the thing is, restorative justice has to exist in order for us to live in a society.
That is true. I'm glad that they rehabilitated the Soggies.
Yeah, no, they're just trying to get through the day and like they live for the weekend where they can see their kids.
Do you think the fact that they're testing sponges makes me think that the sponge absorbs a little bit of them?
Oh yeah, no, that's part of their plan. That's how they.
We all work at jobs that kill us slowly, but like this is literal in the case of the Soggies.
Oh man. So now that robots are introduced into this, we have Captain Crunch Robot, which is a real lie. Interesting robot with Captain Crunch cereal box body.
This image looks faker than anything on this page.
It looks faker than anything I've ever seen.
It's really amazing. I would love to have a toy of just this. Not much is known about this character that appeared in one cereal commercial.
But I've documented it. It's on the Wayback Machine.
I love him. I love Captain Crunch Robot. I want to be him. Yeah. He is my friend.
Oh, man. And I bet you. Gary, I didn't see the link at the end of this. On to page 2 of Quaker Oats serial characters.
So those are not Captain Crunch related.
Oh, so thank God.
We can skip those until we find another advert game. Even though that is where King Vitamin shows up, but I have a lot of affection for King Vitamin.
Yeah, no.
We're almost done.
So the very end of this. Bet you didn't know that Rugrats were in the Captain Crunch universe.
Yep, and the Wild Thornberries.
Yes.
Both of which showed up in the tie-in for the 2003 movie Rugrats Go Wild.
Yep.
Which they have Tommy Pickles and Spike show up for Rugrats Go Wild Berry cereal, and Tommy Pickles and Eliza Thornberry show up in Captain Crunch Crunch Berries with Rugrats Go Wild movie shapes.
So the disappointing thing about that is we were only ever going to get so many Tim Curry movies, and that was one of them.
Yeah, that is a big bummer, I think.
Blah. There's also a page here for fictional cereals.
I'm on that right now as well. Yeah, so I just decided to take a look at that.
Yeah. Oh god, Futurama. I forgot about Admiral Crunch and Archduke Admiral Chocula.
Archduke Chocula is very funny.
Yeah.
All the different fake cereals from The Simpsons. That's mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah. I never want to meet Topher. Hey Topher, if you're doing some Google searching, do not approach me.
The guy who did this website,
right?
Topher's serial character guide.
Yeah. Welcome to Topher's Castle, a great site for everyone.
It is a great site for everyone. I feel very welcomed here. You know? Serial Codex. I love him.
Our four most popular features: Christopher Robin's Winnie the Pooh character guide, Topher's breakfast cereal character guide, Topher's incredibly useful information, Topher's great Godzilla reference pages. Topher, you need to focus.
Topher's incredibly useful information has some good stuff here. Yeah. Like a cruise ship dictionary, tips for goes on a lot of cruises.
How to select cruise insurance or travel insurance?
Yep. How to increase your odds of winning an eBay auction? How to decipher a social security number? My identity has been stolen. Actions you should take right now. My identity has been stolen. Thanks, serial friend. Replace your cable internet modem and save monthly on rental fees.
Cool.
How to connect and watch internet content on your TV. The Tadpole's Secret Guide to Ingress. Oh, I remember Ingress for a second. What the fuck does that mean? Major League Baseball indexes. God, I love Topher.
Yeah, Topher. Copyright 2005.
Setting up a moderately priced home theater experience. Thanks, Topher.
Topher, you've gone from upsetting to reasonable.
Yep, I love him. All right, so if you're listening to this and your identity has been stolen.
Okay.
Here's what you got to do. Place fraud alerts.
Of course.
Call, and he lists the numbers for the different credit card, credit bureaus and credit card companies.
Mm-hmm.
File a police report. Check with your State Department of Motor Vehicles.
Okay.
File a complaint with the FTC.
Yes. Yeah.
Contact the Social Security Administration. Carefully check your bills. Close all affected accounts. Change your passwords. Review your credit report. Keep good records. Protect your privacy.
Very good sensible. Advice. Very sensible. Yeah. No, it's good. I've had that happen to me. It sucks. It really touches every aspect of your life.
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Man. God, October 22nd, 2019, Kellogg announces special pro-gay breakfast cereal to raise money for, quote, LGBTQ advocacy work. I about said adversary work.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And it's just literally, it's all together is what it's called. And it's every kind of cereal Kellogg makes in one box. And the box art is real. It's really something.
I would like to try that cereal, but I don't want to support them, you know, pink washing.
Well, see, the thing is, you could probably just buy one box of everything and make it yourself.
Well, I mean, I could. Like, I don't know.
but you're not gonna.
Yeah, that box is.
You talk a big game.
I do talk a big game. That's the one thing you should know about me. All together in one box. Cornflakes, Frosties, Rice Krispies, Raisin Bran, Fruit Loops, Frosted Mini Wheats. That sounds awful. Those are like six of the worst cereals.
Fruit Loops. Imagine somebody consciously eating a Fruit Loop.
Yeah. Unless you're the villain from the end of Get Out. Don't eat a fucking Fruit Loop.
wait a minute.
This has been a journey.
This has been
we're not done.
No, we're not done. We're never done. product litigation. On May 21st, 2009, Judge Morrison England Jr. of the U.S. District Court, et cetera, dismissed the case Sugawara versus PepsiCo Incorporated. The plaintiff claimed that she had purchased the cereal Cap'n Crunch with crunch berries because she believed crunch berries indicated she was eating real fruit. Sugawara alleged that after 4 years of purchasing the product, she'd only recently discovered to her dismay that said berries were in fact brightly colored cereal balls.
It's amazing.
The judge commented, in this case, this is a quote, in this case, it is simply impossible for plaintiff to file an amended complaint stating a claim based on these facts. The survival of the instant claim would require this court to ignore all concepts of personal responsibility and common sense. The court has no intention of allowing that to happen. I don't know if you read a lot of stuff that judges write. That is a judge as pissed as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. That is as mad as it gets.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well,
What have we learned?
I learned a lot. Like, this is an educational video game. More than I learned during most recording sessions.
Yeah.
This show or, you know,
any other.
In my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite a bit. If you like this show, head on over to, I think this is good ups, man.
I agree. It's just funny.
Yeah.
I tried looking on the versus battle looking for Captain Crunch, but all I found was Crunch Bandicoot.
This episode specifically, the second one,
yeah,
is a real hard thing to explain or tie into the premise of the show.
It's unjustifiable is the problem.
Like, yeah, I don't know what this is.
No.
Like, I thought it was pretty fun and funny.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
I mean, it's just it's two dipshits reacting to a wiki.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, reading out loud, generally. You know? I'm still into it.
No, I've had a wonderful time. It's just like, how do you off ramp from that? Like, well, like, what does this show become next week? What have we mandated by making this decision today?
I have no idea what happens next week. Like, I don't know. And we talk about our regularly scheduled thing,
right?
There, but I'm selfishly happy that we discovered this like crunchy and vain,
mm-hmm.
because I was just going to be grumpy about liking a series and having them turn it into what they turned it into.
Yes.
Like, what if this was Xenosaga?
We're still going to talk about this. We're still going to talk about that game because we alluded to what it is. And that was a game somebody requested.
Yeah. Yeah. And no offense to that person who requested it intended or anything like that. I just, you know, played it for a half hour. Didn't get very far into it. And I was like, man, I like Phantasy Star. Why too. Is it this?
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Yes.
For now though, it is time for bye.
It is time for goodbye. Cole. Oh wait, no, there it is. Patreon.com/techfeed. Support our work. So it doesn't just go to this show. It goes to other shows that require more work.
Yep.
And until next time, how is Zoodog?
I like that.
Thanks, Chase.